Well, the shooting has stopped, but the war of words goes on. Late today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas to pledge U.S. humanitarian assistance and discuss maintenance of the ceasefire. Abbas governs on the West Bank and has no authority in Gaza. Israel and Hamas, meanwhile, offered sharply different versions today of who won and who lost in this, their fourth conflict in just over a dozen years. John Yang reports on day one of the ceasefire.
Sounds of celebration replaced the echoes of artillery fire and rockets as the fragile truce largely held for its first full day. Thousands of Palestinians rallied in Gaza, declaring victory over Israel after 11 days of fighting.
This is a liberation. We won. We broke their pride. I hope God will protect the resistance.
A senior Hamas official in Gaza City had a message for Israel.
Netanyahu, the Zionist enemy, and his army said that they would destroy the tunnels above our resistance. And I tell him today that our fighters are now striding proudly in the tunnels.
Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh also thanked Iran for supplying weapons to Gaza. Hundreds of Hamas supporters marched in Khan Yunus after Friday prayers. There were also celebrations in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. At the same time, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared his own victory.
When we embarked together on the campaign, I defined its main goal to land a hard blow on the terror organizations, to harm their capabilities and restore calm while establishing our deterrence. And that is exactly what we did.
But he also sounded a warning.
If Hamas thinks we will tolerate a drip of rockets, it is wrong. We will respond in a different power to any show of aggression against the community surrounding Gaza or anywhere else in the state of Israel.
The truce was tested today when Palestinians threw rocks and Molotov cocktails at Israeli police outside Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. Officers fired back with stun grenades. Palestinian protesters also clashed with Israeli security forces in the West Bank city of Hebron. Netanyahu is facing criticism from Israelis who say he ended the assault too soon.
I'm against the ceasefire with Gaza. I think we should continue the fighting. Continue the fighting until Hamas will collapse totally. It's only a matter of time until the next operation in Gaza.
Others welcome the calm.
So finally, there is a ceasefire. Hopefully there will be peace in the country. I'm sick of this mess. What can I say? Let there be peace.
Tens of thousands of Gazans were forced to flee their homes during the conflict. Some, like Hassan Alian, returned today for the first time to see the damage.
Look at the rubble and broken glass. Look at this ceiling. It's gone. My house was destroyed. If I had rooms built from concrete, I would have saved my kids inside them and wouldn't have fled the house.
The World Health Organization took stock of the toll on Gaza's already strained health care system.
We've recorded significant trauma needs, substantial fatalities and injuries are overwhelming the health facilities. 33% of essential medical supplies are at zero stock. So even if the hospitals and clinics were functioning, they wouldn't be able to provide the care and services fully anyway.
The WHO said 30 Gaza health facilities were damaged, including one that was completely leveled. The European Union also welcomed an end to the bloodshed, but insisted that only a political solution would bring lasting peace. In recent days, President Biden had stepped up pressure on Netanyahu to de-escalate the violence. And Secretary of State Antony Blinken will soon head to the region. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
For the past 10 or 11 days, we've been very focused on bringing about an end to the violence, achieving a ceasefire. During the same period, we have engaged in intense planning for what comes next.
Price also acknowledged the long road that lies ahead.
No one here is under any illusions that a two-state solution, that final status negotiations are on the docket for later this week or later this month or maybe even later this year. So our goal in the meantime is to do all we can to improve lives, to build confidence, to instill opportunity and some degree of hope in the Palestinian people so that together they can work constructively with Israelis.
A goal that has frustrated so many White Houses in the past. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm John Yang.